This is Tracy.
And this is Sheila, and we are Zwei Fat Chicks. In this week's episode, we're going to be talking about Out Lounge, the newest open-minded place to hang out, I guess.
Yeah.
I hesitate to really call it a gay bar because it's not really... They do gay bar stuff, but they're more of a gastropub because they have really, really good food.
Exactly, and that's the perfect way to put it. And this is the first... I'm going to use the word gay bar just for... or the phrase gay bar just for convenience. It's the first gay bar we've been to that actually served real food.
Yeah.
Every place else we've ever been to, from Morgantown on, even before that, it's always been primarily a place you go to drink and hang out and dance and do other things.
Meet people.
And less of a place to go to eat. They maybe sell you stuff out of a fryer. Maybe they have some chips hanging about. That's it. But this place is like a full-blown restaurant, and they just happen to offer all the gay stuff on the side.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you that... aren't gay, you should still go check it out anyways because the food is great.
Yes.
There's lots of nightclubby things going on at night, but during the day it seems to be primarily a restaurant.
Yes. And they're open for lunch, they're open for dinner. They have a lunch menu, they have a breakfast menu. They really do service all, like, meals of the day.
Except on, are they closed on Mondays?
We'll get back to you guys on that. Check us out at podbean.com. It's myfatchicks.podbean.com if you want to know their hours or friend them on Facebook. They have a website as well. That's probably the best way to find out.
Because I know for sure that they don't open until 4 o'clock on Tuesdays, and then they open for lunch normally the rest of the week.
Yeah. I know Sheila went rolling up with one of her friends from work to go out to lunch, and it was, 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, I chatted up this one dish the entire time, and then they weren't open for lunch on Tuesdays.
I was a tease. We found out about this place. A friend at work had mentioned something a long time ago to me about, oh, there's going to be a new a gay restaurant opening in town. And I thought the choice of words were odd to begin with. Well, gay restaurant? Okay. Cool. But she was dead on. And this was, I don't know when, last summer?
Yeah.
During the summer?
It was at least 6 months ago.
Yeah. So, she had the scoop early. Awesome.
It's on Stevenson and King. Mm-hmm. It's where Whiskey John's used to be before Whiskey John's moved to Whitby. So it's kind of on the Whitby-Oshawa border.
It's really easy to find. They have an outdoor patio that obviously, since they've been open, the weather's been kind of eh since they opened this fall, late summer, early fall. I'm looking forward to going and checking out the patio this summer, hanging out with some cigars and putting our feet up and having a few pints.
But trivia.
Tons and tons of parking, which is something that always makes me happy when I go to any kind of establishment like that. I love going downtown someplace to eat in Oshawa, but it's a pain sometimes to find parking.
Mm-hmm.
And going to Toronto to eat, we don't even drive. We just subway it in. Our first trip, we decided to go on one of their nights. They have specials, and they have specials like 3 or 4 nights out of the week.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard.
There's always something going on.
Yeah.
So it was student night that night, so they had half-price wings, and it was either $2 or $2.50 price half pints.
Yes. I think it was $2 half pints.
Yeah.
I believe it was. We're great with numbers, by the way, if you can't tell. We have such a memory for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, the wings were good. They're of the breaded variety, but they were perfectly crisp, nice and well-cooked on the inside, but not overcooked and rubbery.
The hot wings... are definitely hot.
Yeah, we were lame when we both got the same thing, the hot wings, and I was sweating.
Yeah, I was like, oh man, I gotta finish eating these or she's gonna think I'm a weakling. But I was like, ooh, these are really spicy.
She looks over at me and she finally gets brave enough to say something. I'm like, man, my nose is running. These are so hot. Woo! And, you know, and Sheila's like, yeah, you're right. These are hot and I don't feel so bad now.
Yeah.
But, so the wings were fantastic. A pound's a standard order. Just like if you go any place in Canada, usually order them by the pound. Then we had the epic find of the evening. We decided, well, wings are delicious, but we need something to go with them. We could get fries. Just have some plain fries on the side.
They've got the sweet potato fries.
Those
are good.
Sweet potato fries. Like, oh, they have this baked brie. Oh, that might not go with the wings. I don't know. Hey, Philly cheesesteak poutine. You can't go wrong with that. That has the potential to be really awesome or really horrible. Let's give it a shot. And it was really, really,
really awesome.
It's
always good when the waitress says, oh, I'm so excited you ordered that because it's one of my favorite things. That's always a good sign.
Yes. This dinner plate of pile of poutine comes out, and it's huge. And we thought it was going to be like a little side order, you know, like an appetizer. It's an appetizer for four.
Yeah.
You're going to split that with the whole table if you're getting meals ahead of time. Don't think you're going to eat that by yourself, unless it's your meal.
I would say six potatoes must have given their lives for the french fries for those.
Yes, the dirty half dozen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's it had really good thinly shaved beef on top of it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they actually cooked it there or if it was really, really good deli meat. I couldn't really tell, but it was really, really good. It wasn't gristly. It wasn't fatty. It was really nice.
Mm-hmm. Perfectly cooked, fried peppers and onions on it. Mm-hmm. And they weren't mushy. They weren't overcooked, but they still had that little bit of, like, crispness to it that you want when you get, like, peppers and onions on a sandwich or something.
Yeah.
Really good potatoes, and the whole thing with the gravy, which was excellent, and the whole thing was, like, melted to the plate by a net of melted cheese.
Mm, it was, like, holding it down so it couldn't escape from us.
It was epic. It truly deserves the designation of an epic food dish. And we really had to push to put that away.
Yeah. And it was a lot of food.
Those of you who've been listening to us for a while know we have a 1-5 scale in portion size. It doesn't designate whether or not the food was good. It just tells you how a normal person would be.
How hungry should you be if you want to order this?
Yeah. A 1 would be, it's a snack. It's kind of like tapas or something, or dim sum. You get one dim sum dish. That's a 1. A 2 would be, you might want to order an appetizer or a salad. A 3 is a normal person would be pleasantly full after eating that meal. That's what you should
eat. It's just the right amount of food.
Yes. A 4 is a glutton's portion. Sheila and I. With a 4, her and I are both like, whoa. Ooh,
that was good. But I need to walk around a bit now. Maybe get some coffee.
I should have wore the fat pants. So.
And then a 5.
A 5 is, that's what we reserve that rating for two of our friends, Patrick and Aaron, who have inhuman appetites.
They can put it away.
They would eat 2-3 size portions easily. So if it's a 5, that means Aaron and Patrick would be happy with 1 serving of it. Mm-hmm. This is on an appetizer, for an appetizer, and we don't usually put the scale to the appetizers. It's a 5.
Yeah. Like, you could order it just yourself and make a meal, and you'd probably still be stuffed if you eat the entire thing yourself, which I'm not even sure you could finish it.
And I'm not saying portion size is always good to be big, but I want people to be prepared. I don't want some, like, one person rolling up there getting that and a burger.
Yeah.
And then being like, oh, I have to, well, you have to take it home and eat it. Oh, darn. But
right.
Some people don't like leftovers, you know? Mm-hmm. Me, I would totally eat that every day as leftovers for, like, a week and not complain. So that was our first visit there. Really nice atmosphere inside.
Great staff.
They have a little area. It looks like a dance floor. That they have tables set up during the day. They have booths around that. They have a stage set up. They have an upper platform that has a pool table, a couple sofas and nice chairs. And then they have a dartboard off to the side by the pool table with a counter that looks over the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
So we rolled up after dinner there and played some darts, had some fun. It was really cool. Came back the next time. We decided to come back and get some pub grub since they have all types of things on the menu.
Mm-hmm. So this time we picked a different appetizer. We got the baked brie because I've wanted to try it. It's got caramelized onions and cranberries. Really, really good. And for portion size for that, that's more of a regular sized appetizer.
It's a good appetizer.
It's a snack for
2
people, mm-hmm. You know, to while your food's coming out. If you're going to have more than 2 people, then it's just everybody got to taste this.
Yeah.
You know, you order it just because you want everyone to have a taste of it, but you probably want to order another appetizer as well.
I would really recommend if you're in the area and you're going to go there and you've always been intrigued by the idea of baked brie, but you don't want to shell out the bucks for a brie baker,
mm-hmm.
which you can make anything a brie baker, but you know, everybody likes to have the special Unitasker toys for the kitchen.
Right. I mean, any terracotta, like Corningware thing could be a brie baker. It doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, any oven safe dish would work for it, but you know, it's fun to have the toys.
Yeah.
So if you've never tried it and you want to give it a shot, I would recommend checking it out because theirs was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a controlled portion, so you aren't looking at a 5-ounce serving of brie and saying, I have to eat that by myself.
Mm-hmm.
We just got a brie baker after that,
mm-hmm.
and poor Sheila has to do a yeman's duty on it because I eat a bit of it and then I'm just done because it's so rich.
It's okay. I love it.
Oh, it's delicious.
And the fun thing is, like, you don't need to buy the little packages. You can just throw some brown sugar on it and then whatever dried fruit or crushed up nuts that you have, if you mm-hmm. want to do it sweet or if you want to do it savory, go ahead and throw like some caramelized garlic, some caramelized onions, or diced up green pepper or green onions,
mm-hmm.
and whatever herbs you would like to add. Yeah, the possibilities are endless. Check online. There's lots of different recipes for baked brie if you mm-hmm. want to serve that as a party or just throw it on your regular rotation.
And I have to say, the combination of the caramelized onions and the cranberries, I was really skeptical. I'm like, onions and cranberries, that's a little weird. Perfect. Perfect flavor combination for the
brie. Well, they were that great mahogany-colored,
mm-hmm.
nice Maillard reaction caramelized onions, so.
Cooked to where the sugars come out.
Oh, yeah.
And they came out and played with cranberries.
Mm-hmm.
They did a little hopscotch while we were eating, so.
It was good.
And then I decided, you know, every restaurant, you can test how good they are just by their burger. If they mm-hmm. can screw up a burger, then you don't want to go back. And trust me, they do a great burger. Not greasy at all meat. The bun was nice and fresh, delicious, cheese on it. I mean, it was a solid pub burger with a huge side of fries on it. So I got all the carbs I didn't need and then some.
Going back to what you said, it was an all meat thing. Mm. That means that there wasn't any like breadcrumbs or anything in it.
If they put fillers in it, and you know, a lot of burgers, you do put fillers in it just to help with the structure kind of thing.
Mm.
It wasn't excessive.
Yeah.
Like, you know how Americans come up to Canada and go to Harvey's
mm-hmm.
and they take a bite and they're like, what is this? Because Harvey's has a filler heavy burger, but I don't mean it in a bad way.
That's just the way it's made.
It's just the style.
It's more like a meatloaf.
Yeah.
On a bun.
Yeah.
Than it is just, here's your hamburger, throw salt and pepper on it, and grill it.
Yeah.
And both are good in their own way.
So there may be some fillers that they've added in that I can't pick up on because I do not have your super tongue.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it just was all meat, delicious, obviously with whatever seasonings they've added to it. But mm-hmm. it was a good burger. It's the kind of thing that when I go out and I don't know what I want and I just want something planned, I don't feel like, you know, testing the waters of calamari eyeballs that day. A burger's a nice go-to. I'm still making up for all that lost time when I didn't like burgers until I was like 24. So
all the wasted years.
All the wasted years. So, you know. But yeah, delicious burger. And there's always one in the crowd who doesn't like anything else but plain food like that.
So it's nice that there's some safe menu choices for
yeah.
maybe the less adventurous among yeah. us.
Because they have a hearty pup menu.
Yes, they do. Or you could always order what I had.
I know.
I had the chicken quesadilla, and it was fabulous. Mm-hmm. Really good. Big, huge chunks of grilled chicken in it. Really nice amount of cheese. Because sometimes you get quesadillas, and they're wafer thin. There's not a lot of meat in them. They're too heavy on the cheese. You know, it's just cheese, and that's pretty much it, which is fine. But if you're going to do that, then charge me like a grilled cheese sandwich,
yeah.
not like a big-ass quesadilla.
This was a big-ass quesadilla.
Mm-hmm. It was really good.
Yeah.
And I got fries with mine,
I
think.
Did you get fries too?
I can't remember.
I believe you did get fries with it. We both had fries.
Yeah.
And hers came with a salsa and sour cream as well. And we actually did the thing where we cut it in half and split it so we could each try it because I looked at hers enviously as soon as it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And you were nice and said, well, why don't we share? So we each get to try it. And then I greedily snatched two triangles of her quesadilla because it looked awesome. And I wasn't in a mood for one until I saw it. And I'm like, that's great.
I like how you call quesadilla servings triangles, not slices. They're triangles.
They're triangles. They have three sides. What else would they be? They're triangles.
Anyway.
So the salsa was really good.
Yeah, it was that nice, thick-cut, chunky salsa.
Yeah.
Really, really hearty. Not the watery, more like a sauce salsa.
Yeah, it was more like a pico de gallo kind of style salsa. And she had some on hers, and I had some on mine, and there was a little bit left in the cup, and I had to restrain myself from shooting the salsa. It was that good, because I love, like, fresh salsa like
that. The shooter that you chew.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
And it's full of vitamin C.
It is. But yeah, the quesadilla, totally awesome. The burger, a good solid burger, really happy with it. I'd say they were both fours on the portion scale, because
oh, yeah.
they're hearty pub servings of burger fry, quesadilla fry.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I can just picture if you're there making a night of it, ordering a quesadilla later on in the night, just when you need something to soak it all up kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
When you get the munchies.
That yeah. would be really good. And, you know, you could order the quesadilla as just an appetizer, too.
You don't even need to get fries
with it. Just order that off the sandwich menu for an appetizer. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have to talk a little more about the atmosphere and decor at this point. Because as we were eating dinner, one of the ladies, who I assume she owns it, or she's one of the owners.
She's either one of the owners or one of the managers.
She comes bursting in with headless mannequins. Because Pennington's 14, just down the row from them, it's a plus-size women's store, were just throwing them out. So, of course, she had to rescue them.
It would be sad if they went to the landfill.
It would be sad. So this parade of headless mannequins makes its way up to the stage, and they start arranging them and cleaning them. It was awesome dinner theater.
So then the next time we went, they were all dressed up with corsets and boas and stuff.
I know.
It's pretty awesome. You have to check out the pictures.
Yeah, we actually have before and after pictures. A nice before shot of the mannequins after they had been assembled on stage in all their headless glory, and then the after shot with them all dressed up. So
check out our Facebook profile and look at our photo album that we're going to make up of the Out Lounge.
With all the obligatory food porn as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the third trip, because I am cheap.
You're frugal.
We had a WagJag coupon. WagJag for Americans, you guys probably have a service similar down there. You may even have the American version of WagJag. I just know it's up here. It's geographic specific, and I'm pretty sure it's Canadian only right now.
Mm-hmm.
I could be totally wrong. If I am, feel free to send the information that is correct to spyfatchicks@gmail.com. It's kind of like Groupon. I've never used Groupon before, but the way I understand it is you just kind of join and you get these coupons that, businesses put out to drum up business, like a certain percentage off whatever. WagJag is where you actually buy a coupon. It'll be some ridiculously good deal, like pay $15 for this coupon and it's good for $30 at this place. Or buy this coupon and get $200 off of some ridiculously awesome service that's usually $500.
Yeah, it's not a scam.
No, it's legit.
It sounds like it's too good to be true, but it's actually something that businesses use to get foot traffic in the door.
Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of restaurants that advertise and do coupons on it. There are a lot of other businesses, from like car garages to, they have a subsection of it now. It's like Wag Jaunt, where you can get discounted stays at hotels in the areas.
Mm-hmm.
They run a lot of nice deals for like Niagara and Montreal and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. Definitely worth checking out. They have an app too that you can download on iTunes.
Oh, cool.
And you can just kind of surf it out on your phone or your iPod and see what's available. So we picked up a WagJag coupon, and the other day, yesterday, we're like, yeah, we might as well use that before we go out. So we went and we got some entrees to check out the last part of the menu, though we have not checked the breakfast section out.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we've researched this place more thoroughly than most of the time when we do an episode, but I still feel remiss in our duties.
I know.
Because we're breakfast fiends.
True that. I want to try the rainbow pancakes, even though I'm not a pancake person.
I'll order the rainbow pancakes, you get an omelet, and then you can have some of the pancakes and I get some of your omelet.
Sounds good.
I love pancakes. Sound good?
Sounds good.
We've got a game plan. All right.
So I ordered the chicken parmesan, and man, was it great.
Oh,
it was fabulous.
It was awesome.
The chicken, you know, that when you have really good chicken parm, it's butterflied, kind of pounded flat, battered and or breaded, and then baked in the oven. So this was really nice, moist chicken, not an ounce of gristle on it, really, really nice breading, really good. The sauce it was in was amazing, and it came with ziti on the side. And I have to say, this chicken parmesan will put some of the Oshawa institutions, if you catch my drift, chicken parms, right for a run for their money.
It was killer.
It was that good.
We had another case of, I looked at her food and said, God, I just need to order what you order and make you get something else. Mine was excellent. I had the spinach and cheese ravioli.
Mm-hmm.
They were great. I have nothing to complain about. They were delicious. They were perfect. They had that awesome sauce that yours had.
Mm-hmm.
Nice cheese melted to it. It came with two like baguette wedges of garlic toast, the same bread that comes with the baked brie, so you can mm-hmm. use those to eat the baked brie. It was awesome. Nothing to complain about. And I was in a weird vegetarian mood that day, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it was happy. And until she gave me a bite of her chicken, and then I had chicken lust the rest of the night.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was really good chicken parm.
It almost melted in your mouth. It was just perfectly done.
Cut it with a fork kind of tenderness, right?
Yeah. And if you've made chicken parm at home before, you know how there's a fine line between the breading's crunchy and delicious and adds the proper texture to it,
mm-hmm.
to it either being soggy and gross or being this horrible hard outer armor.
Yeah.
That as soon as you cut it, it just, like, flakes right off the chicken. And this didn't have any of that. It was just perfect.
Yeah. The cook there really knows what they're doing.
Yeah. And the sauce was killer. Just
the
killer.
Sauce was great because it was
chunky.
It was a really nice chunky, a little bit zesty, and it wasn't too acidy. Like, yeah. It had the right amount of tang without being acidic. So.
One of my pieces of garlic bread had fallen under the lip of my dish when I was eating, because when I eat it, it's kind of like a slaughter.
Full contact sport.
It is. You may get wet if you sit in these rows from the spraying and the things flying as I shovel it in my face. So after I finish and Sheila has this like pile of marinara on her plate, I looked down and I'm like, hey, there's a piece of bread left. And I start scooping the sauce onto it because it was that good. So the chicken parm, totally awesome. The ravioli were great, but the parm was parmalicious. Then we had the second epic find of our three visits there.
And like we said, everything we've had has been good, but there's some things you're just like, oh. Whenever you're thinking about going there, that's the only things you can think about.
Like, I want to rub this on my body. It's so good. Just so I can absorb it through my skin.
Yeah. So for dessert, we ordered the apple crisp. And it was almost like a small coffee can's worth of apple crisp. It was a huge, huge portion.
It was like
portion.
You would think apple crisp comes out in a little dessert bowl. It comes out in this, like,
It was a really tall, it was like a really tall ramekin.
It was like a giant French onion soup crock.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a French onion soup crock, and it had a oatmeal crisp outer topping with the apple crisp stuff mixed inside. Caramely, cinnamony, gooey, just, oh. Now, when you look at the pictures, don't think they're skimpy with the ice cream, because we have problems with dairy.
We actually asked for only half a scoop.
Yeah.
We wanted some to break up the sweetness of the crisp, but we didn't want a huge, huge amount, so they were nice enough to give us half a scoop.
Yes. So just be aware, you get more ice cream, you get a full scoop on top, it's just our digestive systems are lame, so we have to temper it. And neither one of us had any lactate at the time, so that was kind of a moot point as well. This was amazing. And it was a large dessert. We kept making jokes about it being like the never-ending bucket of apple crisp, and we totally trade our families for that instead of the never-ending platter of Turkish Delight.
Like, Turkish Delight has nothing on this.
No.
Turkish Delight isn't even really that good. But I would totally sell my sister and brother out for this.
Yes. If you don't know what we're talking about, then you need to either read or watch The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. But that was just epic. Like, I want to go back right now, even though we have stuff we have to do tonight, and just get another order of apple crisp.
It's
that good. So
good stuff. Oh, and the beer.
The beer.
I almost forgot to talk about the beer. I think I've actually had a beer there every time I've gone. But the Out Lounge, the Out Lager and the Out Light Lager are both made by Great Lakes Brewing Company, the same folks that make that really great pumpkin spice beer that comes out at the LCBO in the fall.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good lager. Those of you from Pennsylvania who listen, Spencer, we're looking in your direction. It tastes a good bit like Yingling. Not quite the same, but it has a lot of similar flavor notes because it's a lager, but it even hits some of the unique qualities of Yingling as well. It's just not as hoppy as Yingling.
Yeah, but it's more malty than, say, Canadian.
Yeah.
It has a little bit fuller body than, say, Canadian or Labatt or Budweiser or Coors.
Which is very indicative of Yingling.
Yeah.
Where it's still a beer that tastes like a beer, but it has a fuller body. The only real difference is there's just a little bit more in the way of hops in the Yingling. Great stuff. And total Yingling trivia, by the way. Not only is it now the oldest continuously operating brewery in America, it's now the largest owned American brewery. Because all of the big boys in the States have sold out to foreign InBev. Companies. InBev. Yingling, Yingling just picked up a brewery in Ohio, and with that acquisition, it actually bumps them to the top of the heap now, above Sam Adams.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool, because they're awesome, they're family-owned, they've been offered to buy out continuously, they always say no, they keep it in the family, and because of that, they've maintained a really good product, they haven't expanded too quickly, so they've still maintained the quality with it all, and it's an affordable beer.
Yeah, we actually heard a really great interview with them with the Freakonomics podcast, where they were talking about how the younger generation always has to save up the capital to buy out the older generation. It doesn't just get handed to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they just inherit it.
Yeah.
They have to actually show that they're interested by working in the brewery, doing whatever it is that they're good at, either working on the floor, working with brewing the actual beer, or working in the offices, or in advertising or whatever. But they have to make some sort of contribution to the company, and then they have to actually buy out the older generation.
Which is awesome, because then you're not just getting it handed to you on a silver platter. So there are so many things about this brewery that we admire, not just their beer. And to bring it back to the gay bar theme, the first time I had a Yingling was at a gay bar in Pittsburgh, at Pegasus. So there we go. We've tied it all back together. But Out Lounge, it's an awesome restaurant that's very open-minded. A lot of the local groups meet there now. The Durham Pagans Club meets there. There's some other groups that are meeting there. They're starting up a book club on Wednesday, the last Wednesday of the month. So you could check that out. Friend them on Facebook to get all the cool details and all the cool things they do.
You don't have to be gay to like delicious food.
No.
Come on out.
Oh, God. Thank you, my cheesy, cheesy woman. And you don't have to have a gay person to go there. You don't need a hall pass. However, if you would like to buy us dinner so you feel more comfortable in having a gay person in your party, by all means, write us at zwyfatchicks.com and let us know when to meet you there.
Just one more thing. They do have a kids menu, too, because during the day, it's a restaurant. During the night, of course, it's a bar, and no child should be in any bar, usually, after 9 o'clock at night, because things are going to get rowdy. But during the day, by all means, take your kids with you, go get some lunch, go get some dinner.
Yeah, it's a very family-friendly atmosphere in that way. So
okay, so method of payments?
Credit, debit, and cash.
Yep, all three are accepted.
And also, price-wise, they're a very affordable place for what they're serving.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking appetizers between 7 and 10-ish. Sandwiches, you're looking around 10 to 12-ish. Entrees, you're looking between 12 to about maybe 18.
Mm-hmm.
Really reasonable. The breakfast menu looked very reasonably priced. The lunch menu was ridiculously well-priced.
Yeah.
If you're in the area by the Oshawa Center, if you're a professional in that area and you're looking for someplace new to go to lunch, I would definitely recommend checking it out.
Yeah, because the prices are pretty much in line with
yeah.
middle of the road, whatever you would expect to pay for.
Yeah, if not a little better. I would say, if we were to say compare their pricing to the Weasel, who has similar, the Waltzing Weasel, who has a similar kind of menu offering, I would say their prices are probably a little bit better.
Okay.
So it's not the kind of place that's going to hit you really hard in the wallet to go out to eat at.
But the food's so good.
It is.
And you'll think you're going to pay more.
And the pints of Out Lager, I think, are just under $5 or just around $5. Yeah. So that's a great deal, too. That's like my sweet spot for a pint. If I can get it for around $5, I'm a happy woman.
Happy. Good to go.
This is Tracy.
And this is Sheila. And we are Zwei Fat Chicks. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed the Zwei Fat Chicks podcast. Please add us as a friend on Facebook and or follow us on Twitter. You can email your comments, questions, or suggestions to zweifatchicks@gmail.com. That's zweifatchicks@gmail.com. Our theme music is Hot Swing by Kevin MacLeod. Our podcasts, like Mr. MacLeod's music, are protected under a Creative Commons attribute copyright. You can make copies of our shows and share them with friends. Please make sure that credit is given. Thanks for listening and have a great day.